Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. military is removing the aid pier from the Gaza coast due to weather. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
A U.S.-built aid pier will be detached from Gaza's coast for a second time due to rough seas, two U.S. officials say, raising further questions about the viability of the sea route into Gaza. They add the military is moving the pier to prevent it from breaking apart, as it did late last month. The officials expect the pier will be back in place and operating again by next week. The $230 million project has been beset by security, logistical and other problems since aid first rolled ashore on May 17. Although aid has been unloaded in a secure area on shore for several days, humanitarian agencies have stopped picking it up and distributing it throughout Gaza because of insecurity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
World leaders gathered at a Swiss mountain resort to try to build support for Ukraine's peace proposals. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said on Saturday Russian President Vladimir Putin, quote, made a mistake not attending the Ukrainian peace summit.
And here we are today with half of the UN at a leaders level in many cases of many countries. And he is preparing for a state visit to North Korea. So this is your story.
Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen said peace can only be found with, quote, two partners, while the president of Slovenia, Natasha Pirs-Musar, said the next conference, quote, should definitely not be without Russia.
We have to talk to the enemy. We cannot negotiate peace between like-minded countries. So that's the next step I think that most of us would like to achieve here.
More than 90 countries are taking part, but China's absence in particular has dimmed hopes the summit would show Russia as globally isolated, while recent military reverses have put Kyiv on the back foot. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit